think so.
I think Bunsen are your, happen to be American too. Two American guys on the 4th of July.
Yeah, celebrating our independence. Yeah.
In the rain.
As the American guys.
Yeah.
For, you know, you are the only American here on the race, and perhaps a lot of people don't know really what the 4th of July means to you.
Well, the 4th of July is a celebration of the Declaration of Independence from Britain in 1776. But it's not... It's a celebration of the official Declaration of Independence, but it wasn't actually... We call it Independence Day, but we actually didn't get the independence till like quite a few years later.
It means something inside, though, that Treat Chinh Mui himself really had a great, deep, and profound feeling for America and celebrated this day as well.
Wow, seven. Doing better than I've done in about 5 days. Yeah, well, the Declaration itself embodied all the principles that the country was eventually founded on. And the Declaration was originally written by Thomas Jefferson. I'm sure others had some input. And I think that feeling of what the country stood for or was founded for is something we should all try to understand. I think in modern times it's just basically it's a day to party and picnic and stuff, and I don't think too many people reflect on the meaning of it. But for us here, for me anyway, it means that you know, I try to feel some kind of appreciation for how the country was founded and tried to grow up in 200 something years that it's been.
On a practical level, the last time you talked, we talked, you were having a good time, and then something happened to your legs. Shin splints.
Yeah. Luckily, it was just the left leg. If it was both legs, I don't know if I would have been able to go on. But shin splints are very, the ones I got were very, very intensely debilitating. Like being stabbed in the lower leg every time you put your foot down. And you have to do that for 16 to 18 hours. So, you know, I had to take care of it and do a lot of resting and icing and walking. I couldn't run. I'm just starting to jog slowly today and appreciate it. It took a lot of mental endurance, psychological endurance, and spiritual kind of surrender. But I'm coming out of it and I feel happy. Yesterday I did... I finally improved my mileage, which isn't nearly enough, but it's getting there.
Why do you think the guys have, I mean, you're not the only one, certainly, but why do you think they have these kind of experiences out here that are so intense that most people would stop?
I don't know. Each person has his own kind of, I guess, role to play. And it could be a personality thing. It could be just a physical element, like... could be something that psychologically or spiritually a person has to go through, but the race magnifies kind of your defects as well as your strengths, and you can see that in each person. Unfortunately, my defects were stronger than my strengths, but I think it's changing now, so. And I got guys like Charvagata to pull me along. I try to feel the oneness with all the strengths that I see around me, and it gives me inspiration to keep going.
Thank you.